On the show today, we have member-driven technology's very own Larry Nichols talking about some 2022 predictions for the credit union industry. We're talking about outsourcing. We're talking about the great retirement. We're talking crypto. Really, really fascinating talk here with Larry, so check it out. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we are taking a trip into the future. Yes, we are. We're talking, it's that time of the year again when all the predictions are coming out. And Larry Nichols here from Member Driven Technologies has a few predictions for us as well. But before we get to that, how are you, Larry? How's life going these days?
I'm doing great. I wish the sun was shining here in Michigan. It's usually that gray winter time right before Christmas.
Well, it's the holidays, so that's a nice consolation prize. So I'm sure everyone's kind of hustling and bustling about getting their shopping done and getting ready for a little vacation. So it's always a good time of the year, no matter how you look.
Absolutely.
Even if the skies are gray or there's sun out, it's still good. It's all good. And so let's talk about some predictions that you have, some 2022 predictions for the credit union industry. I'm going to dive right in because I always get excited about these types of things. So the first one here is outsourcing to keep rising in popularity. So outsourcing is going to gain even more popularity in 2022. Can you briefly explain the meaning behind this?
Well, I'll tell you, the last 2 years has kind of pushed this forward a lot with COVID.
Yeah, you're right.
So I think a lot of credit unions that are in-house will be outsourced, but outsource is kind of like an old-fashioned term. The new term is cloud. And so there's what I call the Amazon cloud and the Microsoft cloud, but then there's private clouds like we are. And like all the other competition out there, you can use that term outsource, but it's really cloud-based computing is okay. That the equipment, the iron, the hardware is no longer living inside a credit union. Right. And I think the volume has went up significantly with the onset of the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just because unless you can run that equipment remote, and a lot of credit unions, they can, but there's always the need for some what I call tender loving care and hands-on. And so in this opportunistic world with the COVID and the pandemic, I think staffing is becoming more and more difficult.
Oh yeah.
And so it's really kind of like the human resource element and the in-house element. A lot of people are re-examining those needs. And so we continue to see it marching forward. We have a very heavy pipeline right now for member driven. Mm-hmm. And I think anybody in this business are seeing the same thing because yeah. Credit unions are stepping back and going, okay, what if this happens again? Or when is this going to be over? So it's that aspect. And that's why we're seeing it continue stronger than ever.
Yeah, yeah, I totally get that for sure. The next one here is very interesting. The Great Retirement continues, which is forcing credit unions to make weighty decisions about their future. So can you elaborate on this one a little bit?
Well, it's kind of a combination. It's the baby boomers, myself included, and, you know, the world we live in with the pandemic, the staffing issues, the resource issues,
yeah.
All the economic, it's causing people to re-examine the quality of life. And it's just like, okay, I can keep marching forward. I'm 65, 66, 67. And it's that generation moving out and the next generation yeah. moving in.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we just happen to be in that cycle with credit unions. A lot of CEOs are entering, quote unquote, the golden years.
Mm-hmm.
And I think now with family, and family's now becoming important to a lot of people my age, especially with the pandemic and the
yeah.
COVID, they're
yeah.
re-examining their values.
Yep,
and so they have the wealth. They've always enjoyed working in a credit union because they love the community. And when the community disperses, one of their values disappear.
Yeah.
So it's an interesting wave that's going on.
Yeah.
I think it will continue. I think you'll still see more coming. And I think this was also, it's amazing how a pandemic has changed the face of our world probably forever.
Mm-hmm.
Because of what's being adopted as new standards, the workplace standard, the human touch standard,
mm-hmm.
all of the things near and dear to credit unions were kind of put on the shelf for a little bit here.
Yeah.
And it's causing people to reexamine what's going on and what's important to me.
Yeah, I think because there was always the great, CEO exodus happening before the pandemic. A lot of folks were retiring just because, hey, we got through the Great Recession and the, 2008, 2009, 2010, that put off a lot of retirements. Right. And now, okay, things are good again. Okay, now let's retire and let the new blood come in. And then all of a sudden the pandemic hits, which really accelerated everything, including these retirements, especially as we come out of it. So I think you're spot on in that.
Well, I think, those other things never hit personally to people where you have deaths all around you. I mean, to think about 800,000 deaths in the United States, I mean, that's unbelievable. And everybody knows a friend or knows a buddy of a friend who lost their lives.
Yep.
And I think that's a whole different dynamic than economic. Mm-hmm. You know, when that hits that close to home, people stand back and go, wow, what's important to me now? So I think it's a whole different review of self-value and values in general.
Yeah, it becomes a life decision as opposed
to
a career
decision. You got that right. Literally a life decision.
Exactly, All right, next one here, and we're all no strangers to this one, but digital strategies will define the member experience. Boy, talk about a nice segue from the pandemic to this one.
Yeah.
Because we hit that digital accelerator when the pandemic hit. So what's going on with this one?
Well, we saw a huge trend, being a supplier of digital, be it voice, be it, online marketing, be it account opening, be it transactional based, just because the nature of the pandemic caused a lot of doors to close.
Mm-hmm.
People had to, probably we saw it coming, but the pandemic pressed the accelerator and sped up the process. So the adoption of that channel was like a tidal wave because to exist, you had to adopt or you had to have somebody do it for you.
Yep.
So we're starting to see more and more automation, be it through artificial intelligence, be it through data analytics, be it through reaching out and trying to get that human touch back. I should say digital touch. people are accelerating that channel really to stay alive and to stay critical path for members. I mean, you've got to be able to deliver, I call it the artificial experience of being in a branch.
Mm-hmm.
So people are getting real creative. And I think you're going to see a lot of new creative ways to digitally reach out to members.
Yeah, yeah. I think one of those is the metaverse, which is a whole other show in itself. I don't even know if I want to go there.
I know.
That's a whole other
thing. That is scary. If everybody's going to start putting goggles on to do work, that's going to be an extreme experience.
Total agreement here. All right. The next one here, I'm super fascinated by cryptocurrency. So credit unions must form a strategy when it comes to crypto. So this is going to hit you before you know it. And it's already here and it's mainstream, all that good stuff. So give us your take on cryptocurrency and what credit unions need to do in this area.
Well, we've already had a couple credit unions reach out to us saying, what are you doing here? We don't want our members moving money to someplace we still can't keep that relationship. So I think it's by necessity. You don't want a Venmo or a PayPal or a Coinbase to start taking over your members' relationship. So I think credit unions will diversify, meaning that they want to keep that member relationship alive and well. And the only way to keep that wallet or that portfolio or that relationship is to extend some channel to their members to manage their crypto wallet.
Yeah.
And so as soon as, and I'm an older guy, but I play in that space. I think it's the great new frontier. And I think crypto and blockchain are going to marry together. And I think that whole open general ledger and that whole crypto space, be it an insured crypto like stable coins by the Federal Reserve or an unsecured, I think you're going to see that next wave of new digital and new member relationship in the crypto space. And there's so much there. We're just seeing the tip of the iceberg. We just had a strategic session with our board of directors and introduce this whole concept. And I'll tell you, the deeper you dig, the more confusing it gets. I mean, especially when you see how the network works, how miners work within the network, what the miners do to get share of wallet, it's pretty overwhelming. And I just think that credit unions will be embracing this new frontier to keep a member whole within themselves.
Indeed. I'm still trying to wrap my head around it, but yeah, it's like you said in your previous response about the tidal wave, this is a tidal wave that's going to hit you.
Oh yeah.
And yeah, you better be ready for it for sure. Yep. All right. Yep. Next one here. You say mergers and acquisitions will remain active. So can you expand on this one a little bit?
Sure. I mean, this is pretty straightforward. Yeah. We're not losing members. We're losing credit unions, meaning that we're losing a brand, but the members aren't going anywhere. They're just going into a larger brand. So we see that, but that's been going on for years. I've been in this space. You've been in this space for years. Mm-hmm. All we're seeing is an acceleration. Yes. And a lot of the acceleration is due to, you read the press just like I do, data security and data breaches and worrying about that is the smaller credit unions don't have deep pockets like the larger ones do to protect or to build the fences and to keep the prevention alive and well and being able to handle risk. Mm-hmm. And so I think a lot of credit unions, to keep their members happy, are moving through merger, still keeping the members, but moving to a larger ship, I call it, and that has better protection and better safeguards, as well as just better products and services, more. Just more of everything. Mm-hmm. So it's not the members losing. We're just losing brand is what we're losing. Yeah. So I think that will continue. I think the pandemic's also caused that to escalate. And so I think we saw an overwhelming response last year with mergers. I think it's going to continue. And I think it's going to grow.
Yeah, I haven't heard that take yet on the security side. I've heard the offering them the better products and services from a larger credit union, but the security aspect of, I haven't heard that yet, even though it's probably pretty popular, but I just haven't heard that take yet. But that's very interesting from a smaller credit union's perspective. Like, hey, we don't have the resources to protect our members' information, but if we go with this other larger credit union, they will be protected. So,
well, and they might be outsourced already. That's not really the core of the problem. It's the PR. It's the marketing, it's the communication, it's the loss of goodwill, that if a small credit union has a disruption or any type of breach, the burden becomes their problem. Mm-hmm. And so now they have to have human resources that repairs that loss of goodwill and that PR. And so it might not be technologically an issue, it's the recovery. That's the issue.
Right.
And normally a larger credit union will have more staff and more people to handle the necessary communication and the press releases and the calming of the waters. So it swirls back around to the amount of humans necessary to recover from an incident and how they handle it with the public. So I think technology-wise, they're probably safe because littler credit unions are not in-house anyway. They don't have the manpower to do that. So their provider should be providing that. But as we've seen in the press, the big guys are having the problem just like the little guys. Yeah, but the big guys have the deeper pockets to throw the communications and to throw the humans to calm the waters. And the smaller guys don't.
Yeah, it just seems like one major piece of the puzzle to merge or be acquired. So yeah, so this is just one part of it, and there's many parts that are that are the reasons why.
Absolutely.
So, yeah. Yep. Oh my gosh, Larry, this is, I knew this would be so fascinating, and it was, and it is, and gosh, I love this type of stuff. And just to see what's going to happen in 2022. And I think all of these are on par with moving forward, like, just like you said. So good stuff. Absolutely. Anything else here to add, Larry? Any
No, I appreciate it. I mean, the other big push we're seeing is a lot more automation internally. Mm-hmm. And it comes back to human resources again.
Yeah.
Our people are examining all that manual stuff they did with people. Mm-hmm. And now the people aren't available because hiring is a big issue, too. I think that you're going to see a big shift and people are going to backfill hiring with automation.
Yep.
So everybody's feeling the tension with finding people to hire. Mm-hmm. That was a whole nother wave that hit during the pandemic, yeah, is people not wanting to work anymore.
Right, right.
So I think it's really pushed the whole automation realm of how are we going to deal with not having people to manually do processes?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's funny that you bring that up because I just had an interview yesterday and we talked about that one topic through the whole thing. So
it's
yes,
a big one. It's a big, I know a credit union right now trying to recruit 68 people and are having no luck at all. So
wow,
you can imagine when you have that big of a hole,
mm-hmm,
trying to onboard and train and get oriented and get them ready for mm-hmm what a credit union does in the nature of a credit. It's a big challenge.
Yeah. Time to automate. Sounds like time to automate. Yep. All right, Larry. Well, thank you so much for this information. Again, I find these discussions so fascinating, kind of a peek into the future. And I think you're spot on with all of them. And thank you for your time. And look forward to chatting again in 2022. See if these came true, Larry.
True. I appreciate your time as well. Thank you so much.